right now on VFN TV. Does America have 4 years left to be the America we know about? Is Israel going to be totally independent from America and all other countries in 4 years? What's happening in Israel? How is God blessing Israel with their agriculture and medical today, right now on VFN TV?
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seed of the righteous will rise and the seed of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let them.
Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and it's so good to be back with you. Joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Think about this. Think about this. As we're entering into this new year, 2016, where do we stand with Israel? Where does Israel stand? If you've been watching VFN TV and been a part of what we've been talking about with Israel and how relevant it is. If you bless Israel, you're blessed. If you curse Israel, you're cursed. And how we've been standing up for Israel all during this time. There's a reason why. Think about this. Could Israel have 4 more years left before they become totally independent, even of America's help, which we see it waning with these political leaders that we have during our day? Does that mean America has only 4 years left as we know it? I mean, we'll still be here, but 4 years left, all of a sudden a different paradigm with Israel. Let's join Perry Stone. Listen to what he's talking about as Israelis are talking about the future of Israel and how they're converting and God's given them the wisdom to be able to come off their dependence from everybody. Let's go. It's a prophetic event at Perry Stone's ministry. Take a look.
There will be something that will happen in the Western countries of Europe that will make Jewish people want to go back to Israel the same way they have gone back from the north and the east and the south. Now, I'm going to make another statement that sounds impossible to be fulfilled. There will be something happening in America which could years from now be a complete economic collapse in which Jewish people will pull their money out of the United States and actually physically move. Not, I'm not saying all of them will, but certain devout Jews will leave and go back to Israel. Let me tell you something, folks. Israel is one of those nations that the technology... Oh, I've got to say this. Should I say this? Let me say it real quick. If you watched me on Sid Roth's program, I made a statement. And Sid said, comment on this. I didn't go into great detail, but just enough, that I was with a professor. I'm not going to say who, what, when, where, or how. He's Jewish. And he doesn't quite believe the way we do about Christ or things, but he loves prophecy, but he loves politics too. He's very heavy into politics. And he looked at me eating at a breakfast one morning, him and I alone. He said, Reverend Stone, let me tell you something. He said, Israel is not going to need the United States in 4 years. And I said, you need to explain this to me. He says, first of all, he said, we're taking gas fields, we're producing gas fields and getting gas off the coast, and we're trying to turn everything into propane gas, all of our trucks, vehicles into propane gas so we can get totally free from Middle East oil and dependency on all these other countries. I said, number two, our military technology, we've had to depend on the United States and other countries for our technology. We now have our own scientists that can make our own technology. He went on down and talked about number three, how that they're farming, they're able to produce enough food to feed everybody in their country, then they can ship out 400 to 600% out to the world and have plenty of food for their own people through the deserts that are blossoming like a rose. And he talked about the medical technologies and the medical breakthroughs. I have been told by someone inside of Israel, they said, we can't go into the details, but Israel will eventually, over the years, find a cure for every disease on the planet. Now, I want to be careful here because of where our program goes and be careful here what I say. But there are certain medicines and types of medical, methods that Israel is developing that they probably are not going to allow in the United States for one reason. I have been told this by a girl who makes money and gets awards selling pharmaceuticals. She said to me, do not use my name, but she says Israel has stuff coming out that might even treat Alzheimer's, can treat diabetes. In fact, they're predicting in a few years there'll be no diabetes in Israel with treatments they're coming up with. But I said, when is the U.S. going to get it? She said, no, probably not for a long time because the pharmaceutical companies make too much money selling pills. And you can't take away the money that they're making when they start developing. But I said, well, you know what? I'll just go to Israel and get my treatment. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can buy a plane ticket, you know, if I need treatment. Now I'm not saying he estimated that was the time frame. I do believe that's true. They're not going to have the United States. But the danger to the United States is that we need them. One of my favorite little T-shirts in Israel is a plane. It's an F-14 plane. And it says this: don't worry, America. Israel's behind you.
Think about this. You heard firsthand when the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stood before Congress, which is America's representatives, and said, even if we have to stand alone, and it looks like Israel is preparing to stand alone, and prophetically, that's what we're going to see. But let's just take a look. When we get back from this break, let's just take a look at how God is blessing the agriculture of Israel, how God is blessing the medical. It's an amazing thing. So join us right after this break, taking a look at our sponsors.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFNTV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's just take a look, because think about 4 more years as we know it. What if all the money gets pulled out of Israel? You'd be surprised how much Jewish money's in Israel. Oh. And these things
in America.
In America. And in the world, talking about the euro and all that kind of stuff and the European Union. But just look, because God is so blessed. He blesses those that are his. And no matter what's going on, as you as a follower of Jesus Christ, you'll be blessed as well. But as a nation, Israel will always be blessed, and God will bless those who bless Israel. Look how they're being blessed, even through their agriculture, and how they're being he's blessed to be a blessing is what God. By the way, if you want to be really blessed, it's about blessed to be a blessing, and how God's blessing them in agriculture. They're just giving it away, helping other countries with their technology. You'd be surprised. You're eating food based on the techniques and technology and ideas that God gave Israel. Let's take a look and see, truly, in 4 years, will they be independent? Take a look.
In 1867, Mark Twain toured the land of Israel, known back then as Palestine. Here's how he described it: a desolate country whose soil is rich enough, but is given over wholly to weeds, a silent, mournful expanse. There was hardly a tree or a shrub anywhere. Palestine sits in sackcloth and ashes, desolate and unlovely. Today, Mark Twain wouldn't even recognize this land. Out of rocky soil, out of swamps, and even out of deserts, Israelis have created gardens, vineyards, and farms with some of the most innovative techniques in the world.
It was just this country with incredible dynamism and energy and excitement and food and people and a sense of family and ultimately a sense of belonging.
It's been said that the modern state of Israel was born on the kibbutz. So it's only natural that much of Israel's innovation was born there as well.
The kibbutz is the cornerstone in a lot of ways of a lot of things in Israeli society.
People came back wanting to create a collective and an equal society. And these kibbutzim became a very, very effective way to defend the land, to start getting young people engaged in agriculture. Remember, Jews were forbidden in most countries of the world to actually own land or to work the land. Jews couldn't be farmers. To all of a sudden see a generation of Jews farming the land in a collective environment, it was incredible.
Before Israel even became a state, Jews by the thousands came to live there on communal farms. But when they arrived in the Promised Land, it wasn't exactly flowing with milk and honey. The coastal plains were swampy, the Galilee and the Judean hills were rocky, and the southern half of the country was mostly desert.
Since the people of Israel left our homeland 2,000 years ago, the area was mismanaged. So we want to preserve and rehabilitate this holy land.
The early Jewish settlers faced a number of obstacles, from bad soil to Bedouin raiders. But they faced an even bigger enemy that threatened to destroy the Jewish state before it began. In the early decades of the 20th century, Israel was a breeding ground for mosquitoes carrying malaria. They overtook the coastal plains and the Jordan Valley. The only land available for Jews to buy, since the local Arabs had decided it was uninhabitable. In 1920, more than a third of all Jewish residents of Palestine had malaria. So with no other choice, they went to work. They drained the swamps and sprayed the land and changed the flow of water and irrigation canals to interrupt the mosquitoes' breeding. They were so successful that a commission from the League of Nations visited Palestine to learn what they did. Less than 20 years after Israel's statehood, the country was officially malaria-free. Once the threat of malaria was gone, Jewish settlers were free to focus on making the desert bloom. In the coastal plains, citrus groves replaced the swamps. And the Jordan Valley, once the center of the malaria epidemic, now became the country's breadbasket. The Negev Desert blossomed with newly planted forests and vineyards. And the Arava, once the most arid part of Israel, became the site of a flourishing vegetable industry. All of this was accomplished in the first 20 years of Israel's statehood. In that time, they more than doubled their standard of living. And now they're using their experience to help other countries. In the 1970s, they created a new breed of cherry tomato that's disease resistant and has a longer shelf life. They also bred a new kind of potato that can be grown in hot, dry climates and irrigated by salt water. These vegetables are now being grown in dry countries like Jordan, Egypt, and Morocco. Israeli scientists not only found ways to grow more crops, they also found new ways to preserve them. GrainPro cocoons provide an inexpensive way for farmers to keep their grain market fresh by keeping out water, air, and insects. The Israeli cocoons are being used in Africa, the Far East, and even Pakistan, a nation with no diplomatic ties to Israel.
The kibbutz over time began to change. Israeli society began to change, became more capitalistic, became more focused on free enterprise and entrepreneurship and the individual taking responsibility for himself and therefore benefiting the overall society. There have been many very exciting companies that have been built in kibbutzim.
One of those companies is now doing business around the world.
He went to the average Israeli 10, 12 years ago and said to them, organic, they wouldn't have a clue what you were talking about. Here we've been doing organic farming for over 40 years.
Kibbutz Ste Eliyahu was founded by German refugees in 1934, and many of their early members were survivors of the Holocaust.
So the biggest problem that we had when we started the organic was, what do you do if you're not using chemicals? How do you get rid of the pests?
Their answer was to fight bugs with more bugs.
Every single thing in nature has a natural enemy. What eats or what attacks these pests that are attacking our crops?
They started breeding different insects in the bomb shelter of the kibbutz. The idea was to breed predators to destroy the pests that ate their crops. The result was a new company called BioBee.
We went to the Israeli farmers. We said, "You want to buy some bugs?" They said, "What, are you crazy? We don't have enough bugs in the field. You want us to buy bugs?"
Eventually, they won over farmers in Israel and in 32 other countries as well. In California, 60% of the strawberry fields are treated with products from BioBee. The company also found a way to deal with one of the region's most devastating insects, the Mediterranean fruit fly.
We take the males of the species and we sterilize them. And then we release the sterile males into the environment. There's no future generation. And slowly, slowly, we lower the population without using harmful chemicals.
They also solved another agricultural problem: how to pollinate greenhouse plants.
The classic example we like to give is tomato plants. Tomato plants in nature, in the fields, are pollinated by the wind. In Israel, the majority of our tomatoes are not grown in the fields. They're grown in greenhouses. And in a greenhouse, in a climate-controlled environment, you don't have that wind. You don't have the natural pollination. We had to find other methods of pollination.
Their solution was to breed bumblebees.
They collect pollen for food. They have to go and work even in cold weather conditions. They don't have stores of honey in the hive. They have to go and work. We're saving the farmer money because instead of paying people, the bees are doing the work. And the bees, unlike people, they don't miss a single flower. So once the farmers started using the bees for pollination, the yield of the tomato crops increased by 25%. In Hebrew, we say, Marabu Ma'asech Elokim, you know, how great and wonderful are your creations, God. And this really shows that every single thing has a reason. There's a purpose for everything, these tiny little things. And look how much good they do for us, for the world, for the farmers, for the environment. It's really, really amazing.
Farmers at Stay Eliyahu not only targeted insects, they also found a creative way to get rid of rodents as well.
What we used to do is basically used to take poison in a bottle, in a teaspoon, and somebody's job was to walk up and down the rows, and every time they saw a mouse hole, to take a teaspoon of poison and throw it down the hole. Now, obviously, that's not ecologically friendly. On top of that, if it rains or if we irrigate our fields, all that poison's going in the grounds. So we said, what is a natural solution to rodents? And the natural solution that we found is the barn owl. Barn owl is an amazing raptor. Two owls can capture an average of 2,000 to 5,000 mice a year. Okay, that's a lot of rodents.
There was just one problem with the owls.
They fly away. And one of the places they would fly to is Jordan, which is very close by. In Jordan, they were shooting them. In Arab folklore, the barn owl is a harbinger of death. And they're very superstitious about barn owls. So they see in a barn owl, they shoot it. So very simply, we went to Jordan and we invited the Jordanian farmers to come to Stay Eliyahu to see what we were doing here. This was over 20 years ago. And today we have over 2,600 nesting boxes across the country. Numbers keep growing. But also it's become a wonderful program of regional cooperation, also with Jordan, also with the Palestinian Authority. This has been amazing, amazing success story. We tell the people it's not the dove bringing peace anymore to the Middle East, it's the barn owl. We're a light unto the nations, we're supposed to be anyway. If we want to really save the environment, if we really want to help the world, then we can't keep these things to ourselves. We have to share these things, we have to share this knowledge. And I think by helping others, we're helping ourselves as well.
Well, think about it. That's a powerful. You can see how, I mean, that was just their first 20 years. So you can see how in 4 years, that is highly probable for that to take place. And we're going to even talk about the medical advancements that they've had. They have even more since we've sown this. But when you see it, you're going to be really saying, my goodness, things that we're touching every day, God had blessed Israel to teach them how to do something. They shared it with us. 60% of the strawberries that we get from California comes benefit of what Israel's doing and so many other things. Listen, we get back, we're going to talk about medical technologies. But first, I want you to be able to see this offer that we have for you. Over 200 million, million plus in India are already being printed. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I want to share with you about our special offer 2000. You want to get this special offer. All you, just for partnering with VFN TV for any amount. It's yours. We want to get it to you. And it's called This is an Act of War. Has World War III begun? And is this the coming mark of the beast? These were the statements. This is an act of war by the France's president, François Hollande, right after the Paris attacks. If you remember, he closed the borders immediately. And what happened was a complete tragedy. But he says this is an act of war and that France was going to be engaged. But in this message, you're going to find out some very interesting and some startling information, one of which is that, is this a prelude to the mark of the beast? How are we going to get there? Are we on the verge of World War III? You're also going to find out about biometrics identity. They have a system already designed, and they want to implement for 7 billion people where they're digitally tagging you with an ID. And guess what? It's already happened with 200 people living in India. You don't want to miss it. This is a time for the church to wake up as to what is happening right now. You want to get this message. You want to partner. And it's through your partnership and our sponsors that we're able to continue to do what we're doing, keeping the conversation light. You become a partner at VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and select partner now. Or you can do it by mail. And you want to mail VFN TV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And you can always feel free to call at 844-408-3688. Again, that number is 844-408-3688. Partner today.
Thank you for watching VFN TV.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Providing resources on your rights in the workplace. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
As a coworker, I have a colleague that is on an FMLA, and I'm just wondering, what are the restrictions of me to that colleague? Am I not allowed to ask any certain questions?
You're talking about someone on the Family Leave Act?
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, there's a complicated issue when you got, it's not just the Family Leave Act. There's other federal laws that are at play in a situation with an employment and working over the weekends and Sundays, and there's a question of what's called reasonable accommodation. Can a employer make a reasonable accommodation? Those are the kind of things you have to ask in these questions. Let me give you a great resource, though, to go to, and that is our website. We've got a whole section dedicated to these issues, so I encourage you to go to aclj.org to get some information there.
Learn more about your rights in the workplace at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something or heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Think about this. Welcome back. You know, make sure you join us in our next program, because we're going to be talking about, you know, here we are, here this prophecy is coming back, and literally he's talking evidentiary things, saying in the next 4 years Israel will be independent, and they'll be able to take care of themselves militarily, economically, medically, all these different areas. And they're kind of having to because of what America has been doing, backing off from being standing with them. But how 2020 seems to be some epic date taking place, because we're going to talk about in our next program how Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, is saying that Facebook will be smarter than a human being in 5 years, which is 2020. There's so many things happening in 2020, 2025, which is just flies by time, just super flies by. But we want to be able to pay attention to Israel and understand, you know, you want to be a friend of Israel. You know, by standing with VFN TV, you stand with Israel.
Most definitely.
You know, we financially are connected. We are the ones talking about Israel. And
Greg, right now on the torch, over 600, 700 individualized segments just on Israel alone.
You need to get educated. You can get educated at VFNTV.com. But let's just take a look at medical, how God is blessing Israel. And he said he'll bless Israel, and he's doing it. And this is what Israel is. Israel is a shout. It's an exclamation mark saying, God exists, God is real, everything God said is true, and it's coming to pass. He's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. Look, the biggest scene on earth is going to be what God does in Israel. Jesus is going to come back and rule for 1,000 years from the seat in Jerusalem. It's exciting. But take a look, because the question was, remember, the word was, in 4 years... 4 years from today, Israel will be self-sufficient, will not need the United States, pull their money out of different nations, including America, which means some sort of financial crisis will come, which we've been talking about, and it's a shifting taking place. Let's just take a look at the medical and what God is doing there, because he talked about all these diseases being healed and these pharmaceutical advances taking place, and it's amazing. Take a look.
On January 8, 2011, a gunman opened fire in Tucson, Arizona. His target was Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head at point-blank range. To stop the bleeding, EMTs used a special bandage that puts pressure on wounds and prevents infection. First responders said the bandage saved Giffords' life. And it's one of many medical breakthroughs that got its start in Israel.
Israel has one of the highest life expectancies in the world. Actually, our life expectancy here is about 4 years longer than the US. So if anyone wants to come move to Israel, on average, you're going to add 4 years to your life.
From fighting cancer, to giving sight to the blind, to making the lame walk again, Israel is leading the world in medical innovation. Every day, millions of Americans use some kind of medical treatment that came from Israel. From Sambucol, a cold and flu medicine made from elderberries, to amniocentesis, used to detect prenatal abnormalities. There's a wireless laser that will someday replace the dentist drill. And the pill cam, a tiny camera and a capsule. It takes pictures from inside your colon, eliminating the need for a colonoscopy.
Millions and millions and millions of these procedures are done every year. What if you could make them painless, pain-free, and non-invasive, and take a lot of the risk out of that procedure? That's a classic Israeli solution to a problem.
In the field of medicine, finding a cure for cancer is one of the biggest goals. And although a full cure is still in the future, Israeli scientists are making huge advances. The news is full of stories about dogs who can smell everything from epilepsy to cancer in their owners. So one scientist took that idea and refined it.
If the dogs can smell cancer, we for sure can do it in a little bit more sophisticated way. We can communicate with the device much better than we can communicate with the dog.
Hossam Haik developed an early warning system for cancer. The nano artificial nose can detect tumors before they're even visible on x-rays, just by analyzing a patient's breath.
The device can give the results within 5 minutes to 1 hour, more or less. Many diagnostic tools require to swallow a radioactive or active material into in order to make the diagnosis possible. We don't expose it to any risky x-rays or beams that might make cancer by themselves.
The artificial nose is still in clinical trials, where the accuracy rates range from 86 to 97%. And it's also being customized to sniff out other diseases as well, like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and multiple sclerosis.
Our ultimate vision is to bring this device in an inexpensive and very portable way to everybody, whether these people live in the Western countries or they live in the third world, because we believe that we have to fulfill a little bit democracy.
Other Israeli scientists are focusing on the treatment of cancer, and they're doing everything from burning tumors with thermal heat to freezing them with liquid nitrogen. One doctor is even developing a vaccine for cancer. The Immucin vaccine trains the body's immune cells to attack a specific molecule found only in cancer. And since only the cancer cells are targeted, the vaccine has no side effects like chemo and radiation. With one shot every few months, the body's immune system will keep it under control.
We're just educating the immune system to do what it, you know, would try to do itself. We're not inventing anything.
In the first clinical trial, the vaccine successfully triggered the immune system in all 15 patients.
You will see in the future, I think we enter a field which is very attractive, and we just scratched the beginning of it. I think we have a lot of more things to come, and I'm very encouraged by what I've seen.
In 1829, the introduction of Braille revolutionized the way blind people read and write. Today, Israeli inventors are taking that revolution a step further. For people with limited sight, there's a new device called the OrCam. It's a pocket-sized computer linked to a small camera that clips onto your glasses. The camera sees what you see. And when you point your finger at something, the OrCam will read it for you. Everything from menus to street signs. And for those with total vision loss, there's Project Ray, the first ever smartphone for the blind. With the tap of a finger, users can make phone calls, send texts, and even surf the web. While these inventions are giving blind people more independence, another one is actually restoring their sight. A company called NanoRetina is focusing on people who have lost their sight from macular degeneration. They've created the Bionic Eye, an implant that provides users with grayscale vision, a big improvement over total blindness.
Necessity is mother of all inventions. And Israelis sometimes tend to think outside of the box. And if there is an obstacle, we do not hit our forehead at the obstacle, but we go around it. We found a solution.
One of those solutions is giving new life to people who were told they would never walk again.
I couldn't understand why wheelchairs are the only solution to, for paralyzed person.
In 1997, a meat gopher was paralyzed in a car accident. And since then, he's been on a mission to put the wheelchair out of business. So he designed something called the ReWalk, a brace that uses motors to help paraplegics walk and even drive a car. Ironically, Gopher couldn't use his own invention, since he's a quadriplegic and the device requires the use of the arms. But he soon found a veteran who was more than willing to try it.
When the doctor told me that I'm lucky to be alive, but my injury would leave me paralyzed, everything became dark.
Roddy Kayof is a former Israeli paratrooper who was injured in South Lebanon.
In one of the rehabilitation centers in central Israel, I met Amit Gofer. He told me that he had developed a device that helps paraplegic in my condition to walk. I didn't believe I'd be able to stand up. After I tried it and the device made me stand up, I was amazed. My daughter was 3 years old back then. She looked at me and said, "Dad, you are tall." That made my day.
The bottom line is seeing the families, it is very exciting. They see their beloved one stand, then you want to cry. This is the first time I was really excited.
Roddy started using the ReWalk 6 years ago. And since then, the device has gone global. In 2012, a young woman named Claire Lomas used the ReWalk in the London Marathon. She walked the 26 miles in 17 days, earning her the nickname Bionic Woman.
It's a moment I'm going to treasure for the rest of my life.
I dance 4 times a week, and I love it very much. And I knew that I'm not going to stop just because I am diabetic.
Shai Barshira is a dancer, a student, and a type 1 diabetic. She is also a pioneer. Shai was one of the first people to try a new Israeli medical device, the artificial pancreas. It's still in the experimental stage, and right now it's just a laptop with a series of sensors that monitor the patient's blood sugar. Eventually, the laptop will be replaced by a microchip and an insulin pump. Dr. Moshe Philip is one of the developers.
I promised my patient many times that one day they will get rid of their diabetes. So despite the fact that we are not able to cure diabetes yet, we would like to enable our patient to live their life without thinking of their diabetes all the time. You have to understand type 1 diabetes, especially during childhood, is something that keeps you busy the entire day. It's there all the time.
Dr. Philip oversaw clinical trials for children in Israel, Slovenia, and Germany. But Shai was the first one to use the device at home without medical supervision.
Each time that my levels drop, it gives me a very, very strong alarm that tells me that I have to eat right away. And if my levels go very high, it fixes my levels. It calculates itself how much insulin I should take, and it gives an automatic order to my pump to give me that insulin. And I'm all balanced, even more balanced than I was when I went to sleep. And that's amazing.
I think we are going to change the life of our patients. And this is the entire idea, to bring back the spontaneity to the life of our patient, to free them from being busy with thinking about how to control their blood glucose level all the time, and especially during the night.
I feel there is so much effort made to help the diabetics feel like, you know what, you have this disease, but don't worry. We're trying to cure it. We're trying to make the treatment better, more comfortable, and we'll get there. Feeling that I help other people too, it gives me the strength to keep on. If I am a part of something big, I feel that I'm not alone in this business, and it gives me a lot of hope.
Just think about that. You know, you hear the word being given, you know, by Perry Stone, but then we're showing you very specifics how God's been doing it. And it's not just medical or agriculture, but it's water. You know, water is a very important thing, especially for what's coming on the face of the earth.
That's California.
Technology, and even how to do it in a green way to be able to do it. It's just amazing. We have all that available for you on the VFN Torch. But the big question we got to ask ourselves, and we'll talk more about this after this break, is, okay, let's just say that happens in 4 years. Something happens during this time, financial crisis, persecution. It causes the Jews to begin to come together in Israel. They're going to pull their money out when they go. You know, what's going to happen to the rest of the world? What's going to happen to the rest of the world when Israel stands alone? We're going to be blessed more by Israel, obviously. But what Mark Zuckerberg said, the founder of Facebook, which has 1.7 billion, John, active users every day of his technology, Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, all these different things they own, but they're gathering all this data on everyone. We're going to talk about that in our next program because he's saying this Facebook will be smarter than human beings. And China is raiding their citizens on how good you are through a social media network where people are actually saying you're a C, you're a B, you're an A, you're
almost
a D,
like
you're
a credit
an F.
score.
It's like a credit score. We're going to be talking about that in our next program, because in the next 5 years, the world as you know it is shifting. When Israel is shifting and they're coming together and the potentiality of them being self-sufficient and withdrawing their need from having to have anybody else, including the United States. And we saw during President Barack Obama's administration, America rip away from standing like we've always stood with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, in Israel in a horrific way. We've been talking about that the whole time. But I'm telling you, these are very interesting days. And for the church, it means, you know, the Lord is soon to return. But join us after the break, because we're going to talk about, you know, what does this mean for the rest of the world?
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the Green Room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Think about that. You know, and just adding to some of it is they found oil in the Golan Heights. I mean, reportedly a greater reserve than anyone has.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about the Golan Heights, it's right there on the Syrian border. When you have Russia coming in, showing a presence like they are in Syria, some of the reports are the reason why they are is they want some of that oil, because that borders, the Golan Heights borders, that oil reserves they found borders right there in Syria. Maybe they can drill sideways and do all that stuff that people do.
Wow.
But it's like God is getting things set. This is so exciting, because we know that prophetically, which means God telling us the history in advance, he told us these things are going to happen, but we're seeing it happen in our very time, in our season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Israel became a nation in 1948, the clock began to happen, because this generation will not pass until our Lord returns. Nobody knows the day or the hour, but the season is so here.
That's right.
And who said, as one particular prophetic dream was given to Michael Bodea, that America has to be the lead currency, you know, the lead economy. And it looks like Israel's going to be the lead. Israel's going to be the lead.
All signs are pointing that way, aren't
they? Yes. And remember these days. And let me tell you something, too. I want to encourage you. The majority of folks don't see the relevance of standing with Israel. You want to stand with Israel. Understand, God said, if you bless Israel, I'll bless you. But if you curse Israel, and that's even supporting people who curse Israel, who hurt Israel, who provoke the enemies against Israel, who sign treaties with the enemies of Israel, and those type of things, you know, it's going to come back on you. But you can stand with Israel. And one way to do that, of course, is standing with VFN-TV. But the big question is, because you're looking, what, 8 million 12, 15 million folks there in Israel.
8 million.
8 million Jews, but I don't know about the whole population.
I think total population is 8 million.
Okay, 8. So look at that. And imagine how, you have 8 million Jews probably in America, and you have other Jews that start coming together. It's not a lot of folks coming together. Makes you want to go to Israel. Anyway, so the The question is, if that's what's going to happen to the small piece of real estate, which may probably is going to advance.
Won't be that small. There's
yeah,
a land
probably
grab
gonna,
coming.
They've got a land grab coming, and we talked about that before, because they're going to have to defend themselves, and in that, they're going to acquire land again.
Interestingly enough, every time they defend themselves, their country continues to expand. So careful.
Where they're forced to defend themselves. Yeah. And of course, what our president said that, you know, Israel has to go back to its 1967 borders, that the response of that, according to Chuck Pierce, was out of Zion Ministries, is that now America has to go back to 1967. Do you know what happened in 1967? Horrific things. But also the 25th Amendment was established and adopted in 1967.
In 1967.
67. It says when a president is incapacitated or dies in office, that this is what the requirements. That was established in 1967.
Wow.
Because, of course, you had John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963. You know, and one more year, Robert Kennedy and Dr. King was assassinated. And that was on the minds of, but there was riots. The 1967 war happened, the Six-Day War. You had North Korea fired hydrogen bombs. I mean, all these things that you're seeing happen back in 67, riots were scattering all over the streets of America and the world. And it's like it's happening right now, the same thing that was happening in 67. So it looks like Chuck Pierce's prophetic word where you heard from the Lord said, because the president said that Israel, America's leader said Israel has to go back to its 1967 lines, which we know those are undefensible borders, then America will have to go back to the 1967. But the thing about it is we're not going to go back to that technology. We're going to have all of our same issues today with the 1967 issues coming up.
Wow.
And we're seeing every bit of that. So what's going to happen? You know, people are going to cry out for control and help, and you're going to see. Make sure you get our next joint, watch our next program, because we're going to talk about what's going to happen in 4 years for the rest of the world? What's going to happen in 5 years? And technology is kicking in place to fulfill even Revelation chapter 13, where it says you can't buy or sell without being able to have some sort of identification to be able to do that. And people are crying out, give us an identification. Give us
one more,
identification.
One more.
It's amazing what's taking place. But I want to pray for you right now. And I just want to thank you for praying for us, because we so need you to be able to stand with us. And I just want to pray for you now. Father God, we just call out to you right now. We thank you for your protection. We ask you, Lord, to protect Israel. We thank you, Lord, how you're blessing Israel in so many different levels, Father God. We pray for the protection of the Jewish people all over the face of the earth, not just, you know, in Israel, but also in Israel, Father God. Lord, and forgive the sin of this nation for standing with the enemies of Israel. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, that we would learn and grow from what you're teaching, the wisdom that you're giving away to Israel, that we could learn how you are and how good you are, Father God, and that if we'll just humble ourselves and seek your face, I know, and turn from our wicked ways, I know, Father God, that you will lead us through this. Lord, and I just pray for those that are alert and aware, Father God, that they would see that the goodness of the Lord is here, just to look up, because our redemption is drawing nigh. In Jesus' name.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.